Hey! So I thought it would be kind of fun to do one of those question things that usually you put on Tumblr and have like your followers answer. But I thought it would be fun for you guys to kind of get to know me a little bit. And so here are 100 not safe for work TMI questions you probably have never been asked. I can tell by the first two that I've probably been asked most of these questions, number one, are you a virgin? No, I'm not. Does anyone besides you know your bra size? Yes. My mom, my friends, and people who would actually buy me bras, and a few people on Reddit who asked me, and I answered. I usually don't answer because I don't like that question. I don't know what people get out of that question unless they're trying to buy me things. Do you know anyone who has any STDs? No, I don't think so. I don't go around and ask, but I know my best friend doesn't. Can talk about everything. Were you married when you first lost your virginity? No. I'm 19 now. Definitely not married. Five. Do you swear under celibacy? I don't actually know what that means. I think it means, am I celibate or have I been? And the answer is no. No, I need sexual things a lot. Even if it's just by myself. I don't think I could survive being celibate. When did you first lose your virginity? If you haven't, when would you like to? Somewhere around like November of last year. Have you ever gotten tricked into aphrodisiacs or alcohol for sex? No. The question kind of sounds creepy. Have you walked in on someone masturbating or having sex? No. Have you ever seen someone masturbate or sex or have sex with their permission? Yes. Lots of times. Where is the weirdest place you've had sex? I'd say simply because of the season, behind a CVS in the winter, there's snow everywhere. I didn't really notice it when I was like on my knees. I am counting oral sex as sex in this for all of the questions. There's snow everywhere. And they were doing construction, like right by. I'd say that's the weirdest. Or maybe the library bathroom. If you had to choose one, would you have outdoor sex or car sex? Outdoor. The car is fine, especially if it's like more of a van and less of a car and it's out of space, but I really like nature. I like the risk. And if it's more of a car and less of a van, then it's too cramped in there for that. When was the age you first masturbated, whether you knew it or not? Don't actually know. Maybe like 10? I used to do this thing where I'd have an imaginary boyfriend. His name changed a lot. A few times it was an imaginary girlfriend. As I got older and realized how awesome girls are, it was less of like an imaginary friend. It wasn't an imaginary friend. It was more like an excuse to have a consistent fantasy because I didn't really know what I was doing. I just kind of wanted it. Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. Have you ever helped someone finish? Well, yeah. Have you ever had an erection in the past month? Clitoral counts too. Those are the next two questions. I don't know what that means. I guess it means have you been turned on? And so, yes. And then when was the last time? Just a little while ago, actually. I'm typing a fan fiction that I found while I was cleaning my room in a notebook. And I completely forgot about it. I had no idea what was going on in the fan fiction or the plot or anything. So the fact that I wrote about 4 pages of sex really surprised me, and I don't know, I turned myself on with that. Maybe I'm a good writer. The next question isn't really applicable to me. They tried to make this question thingy available for both, but for all people, but have you ever had an erection and someone noticed? Were you just gonna say that means have you ever been turned on? In my clothes, having someone notice. No. Out of them, obviously, yes. What is your method of masturbation? So I have two repurposed toys. They're not technically sex toys. One is the handle of a toy vacuum, actually. I think, no, it's a toy broom. And it had three parts. The big handle part, it's blue. You've probably seen it if you've seen any of my videos. And it's in a few of my pictures. Yeah, so it was a handle. It was like a white tube, kind of like a PVC tube thingy. And then the broom, it had like a face on it and made all this noise. And yeah, so I took the handle. And my sister never did figure out what happened to it. took the handle and I washed it off, and then I just never gave it back, because I'm not gonna give it back. One, it's awesome because it's like big and all that, and two, I really don't think I should give that back to her after what I've done with it. And then another one is also one of my sister's toys that I stole it. It's this little pink thing that's like smooth and it has like a flower on the end, so it kind of makes like a plug, kind of. Not really, because it's not designed for that, so it doesn't stay in very well, but I use it for anal play. Oh, and the blue one is also for blowjob practice. And sometimes I go in the bathtub. Well, sometimes, I say sometimes, it's more like every other day. Sometimes multiple times a day. I take a lot of baths. And I lay under the faucet and then turn it on. And sometimes I want it really hot and sometimes I want it really cold. And I never really know till I'm under there, because it just provides more stimulation sometimes to have it be cold. And, you know, I just let it run over my clit. And sometimes I read fan fiction or erotica in there, and sometimes I watch porn with the sound turned off because I can't. I tried. I've ruined like 3 pairs of headphones trying. I tried to like wear the headphones and like hold my head above the water, but that does not work. Another way to do it would be to use the removable shower head, but the cord doesn't reach down low enough because I am short. And while doing that, sometimes I'll suck on the blue one so that I can pretend it's like two people in one. That was a lot of information. What is your bra size? Well, I don't really know that. I don't really like this question. I said that already. I just feel like a lot of guys don't really know what that means. A lot of girls don't really care. But, so I'm in possession of a 42 G, I think. Might be an H. That does not fit at all. It doesn't fit. I need to go up like one, maybe two sizes. But it cost $90 and I have two of them, so that was $180 for two bras that don't fit. And yeah. Has anyone seen your private parts other than yourself or a family member? Yeah, like a ton of people. Any of my friends who've asked, so like 98% of my guy friends. Friends I've changed with from going swimming and the gym and stuff, like in school and gym especially. I don't care. Most have read it, so probably like thousands of people. What is the strangest thing you've ever put inside of yourself? I lost my makeshift dildo, so I used the ice cream scoop because it is clear plastic, and so it's very like smooth, and it's about the same size. It's a little smaller. It wasn't good enough. Yeah, so I just pretend like I don't know what happened to the ice cream scoop, and we can't scoop ice cream anymore. And before the broom thing, I used like little shampoo bottles, like the kinds that come with like hair dye and relaxer kits, because they just need in the bathroom for my mom. I just wash them off. Yeah, I'm really surprised I haven't gotten like a yeast infection or something, but whatever, I guess washing it is enough. Do you like rough sex or intimate sex better? Definitely rough. In fact, like, I like rough so much that intimate sex borders on being a turnoff. When was the last time you masturbated? Two days ago. I was thinking about it last night, but I was too tired. When was the last time you had sex? Before Christmas? Probably like November. When was the last time you watched porn? 2 or 3 days ago. First sex toy. If you don't have any, what do you plan on buying when you do? An actual dildo, like one of the ones with like the suction cups from Bat to And well, I guess I could say my first sex was by a vibrator, but I didn't buy that. My mom had it in her closet, and it was still in like the original packaging, so I just stole it. What I plan on buying are just dildo, I think. Yeah, probably. I don't know that much about them. One is just for guys, so technically it's 99 questions. Which non-genital part of your body do you like being touched? In general, my hair. I really like it when people play with my hair. Kind of like cat. Well, I am, you know, pet play and all that, but I like my hair being played with, my scalp being scratched. I love hugs. I'm just a cuddly person. I'm sure that's not what the question was asking, but I like hugs. Which general part of your body do you like being touched? Well, the whole shebang. Are you able to achieve orgasm just through breast stimulation? No, not at all. Actually, I just kind of tolerate my breast being touched. I don't really enjoy it. I don't hate it, but it doesn't do anything for me. It just kind of feels like someone was just like squeezing my arm. My nipples aren't that, not really, kind of sensitive, but not really. What color type of underwear are you wearing right now? None. Actually, I just put on a pair of pink shorts that cheetah print. You'll probably see them Thank you for my stripping videos. Because I needed to come downstairs to the playroom, that's where I do all of my recording. Because when the door is closed, for the most part, you can't hear anything that's happening in the rest of the house with the rest of my family. And even if you can hear them, like if they come down the stairs and make a lot of noise trying to go to the kitchen, they can't hear me, even if I'm really loud. So that's good. I figured that out when I wanted to record my songs. I like to sing a lot, and I figured I should record something to see if I actually sound good before I audition for anything. So I figured that like 1, 2 years ago. And have you ever sent someone a picture or video of you in the nude? Did it include sexual actions? Yeah, all the time. So many times. That's literally my thing. I post on Gone Wild Curvy, Gone Wild Color, Dykes Gone Wild, and I've posted once on like Cum Sluts or something like that. And I sent nudes so long before I was legally allowed to post them online. I know the first thing I remember, but I know it was not the first time, was when I was 14. And there was this app party in my dorm. It was stupid. It was basically one of those games where like the gameplay is less important than like talking to the people. So basically you were supposed to build up your dorm like a college dorm, and you were supposed to move in people, and if you moved in like nerds and jocks, then you got like strength and intelligence points, and you could level them up and be like tech geeks and like captains and stuff. And there was like a chat function, and I met a lot of people off of there, and I sent them nudes, and like Skyped them while masturbating and while like they were. I really like to watch, but I don't really like to Skype anymore, because the app is so big, and I don't really have the space for it. And since I don't really use it to talk to my friends or anything anymore, I feel like I should save the space for things I use more often. So, pictures, videos, kinds of stuff like that. Now I mostly just do pictures and videos, and for the most part, since I post everything on Reddit, whether I take it directly for someone or if I just take it from Reddit in general, I don't take a lot of individual pictures like on demand or anything. Have you ever posted an image of you in the nude on the website? Did it include sexual actions? Yes, all the time. Like I said, I post on a lot of places on Reddit. Have you ever anonymously sent blah blah blah? Yes, because Reddit is anonymous for the most part, unless you choose to make it non-anonymous. So yes, I have a lot. Have you anonymously sent a sexual ask to someone on Tumblr? No, my Tumblr is mostly fandom stuff with a bit of like random politics and song lyrics and things that the people I follow post and I think are interesting. Like, my blog doesn't really have a theme, but it's not a sexual vlog, and I know that a lot of my personal personal friends, like in life friends who follow me, and probably some people who follow me that I don't know very well, are asexual, and I don't like to post sexual things on there. Just, you know, out of respect for them. When was the last time you had a sexual dream? I don't know, like last month, I think. Which one was your favorite? I can't remember. I don't ever really remember the good ones. I just remember the weird ones and the bad ones. There's this recurring one. Well, it's not technically recurring, but basically, I call it the rape dream. And it's always someone that I used to be involved with, but now we're not on very good terms. And in the dream, it's always forced, but I'm never, like, really that unhappy. Like, I run away, but when they catch me, I just kind of sit there and, like, enjoy it, I guess. I don't know what that says about me. Whatever. Is there a friend you would willingly have sex with? Yes, there is, because most of my friends now are friends with benefits. I don't have very many regular friends anymore. So I have, or would. Well, no, I have. All of the guys, except for a person I met last night, and a person that I will, but have not been able to make our schedules match. I have had some form of sex with all of my male friends. No, I would not have sex with my female friends. They're just people. Is there a celebrity or character you would willingly have sex with? Mads Mikkelsen. Oh, he's everything. Everything. He's just, like, so rough and tough, dude. He's, like, I know he's, like, 50 or something, but I don't really care that much. He's really hot, and he speaks Dutch. Languages that aren't English are just so nice to me. And, basically, like, everyone who played a student in Harry Potter. Alan Rickman, if he was alive. Lots of people. But mostly Mads Mikkelsen. There's some horrible, horrible things I would let him do me just for the chance. I think he's so hot. Have you ever masturbated with someone? Yes, digitally. No, not in real life. If I'm with a person, I would prefer to have the person do it. Have you ever took a shower with someone not related to you? No. Favorite sexual position? Doggy. Yes. Do you like being called a slut or a whore in bed sometimes? It's like a mood thing. But when I do, a lot. Are you into any BDSM? Yes. Have you ever wanted to have sex with someone but knew you couldn't for any reason? Yes. There's a lot of weird things that make me want to have sex with someone. Like, last year when I was still in high school, there was this guy who sat behind me. And he had, like, these stupidly large lips that bothered me. In fact, we were pretty rigid about it. in elementary school, but it was something about like the way his legs were like too long for the chair, so it would like hit the back of my chair. It just was like, wow. And like a few of the popular people. So I knew I couldn't because they weren't interested in me, obviously. That's pretty much the only barrier. And so mostly the reasons were because they weren't into me or because they're like famous. Turn-ons. Like I said, they're kind of varied. There's a lot of things I like, but they're not. It's not like if you don't have these things, then I won't be. So I'll just talk about things I like. I like. Oh wow, this is really long. I'm sorry. I'm only like halfway through the questions. But whatever. I like beards. I like soft, kind of chubby men. Like, not like overweight, but like not thin, you know? It's nice to cuddle. I like a nice firm butt, especially in like short shorts. I like tank tops. I like that little bead of pre-cum that like glistens on the edge of a dick. I like hairy chests. I like perky breasts. I like deep voices, dirty talking, cuddling. Yeah, it's kind of weird that that's a term. And then there's like things that are more because of a specific person and less because of the thing itself, but like smells, like peppermint. Peppermint doesn't have anything to do with anyone. It's really stressful when I was trying to wash the dishes and smell the peppermint. The combined smell of like Axe, cigarettes, and mint. I like. Strong soaps. Vape smell. Just in general, like blowing out smoke. Like not smoking itself, just like watching them smoke. And not like cigarettes. I don't like the smell of cigarettes, but cigarettes mixed with those other things reminds me of a specific person slash time in my life. Just the family in the background. I can't think of any more right now. Turn offs. Rudeness, arrogance. A lot. Self-hate, it kind of puts me more in protecting, mothering kind of thing than like a sexy move. Have you ever had a sexual fantasy about someone? Yes. Was it about anyone other than your lover? Yes, because I haven't ever been in a relationship. Unless you count like middle school relationships, which were really just an excuse to get someone to have sex with you, so. No. So I'm 48 now. If you want me to do anything similar, you want me to do less questions, you know, you can just leave links to the list, or you can leave questions down below. If they're non-sexual, I'll do it on Pillow Talk Audio. Yeah. Have you ever had phone sex, video sex, or chat box sex? I think that's just like online and not in-person stuff. Yes. What was the weirdest thing that's ever turned you on? You know, the guy kicking the back of my chair accidentally. And the act of, like, blocking someone then. I don't know, it just made me feel, like, really powerful. And I guess that kind of translates to that. I guess that makes sense. There's a hole in my sweatshirt. I'm kind of disappointed about that. I really like the sweatshirt. But I've had it for a really long time. Do you like dirty talk? Yes, but not all the time. If I'm obviously not in a sexual mood, or if I'm in an anti-sexual mood, which happens sometimes, then not at all. Are you loud or quiet during sex or masturbation? I'm pretty freaking loud, yeah. Get louder the more I like it. I can be quiet if I have to, so during masturbation I don't really make any noise. Have you been interrupted during sex or masturbation? Yes. By time constraints. When I'm in the bath, so we only have one bathroom. By people coming to use the bathroom. Outdoor stuff. By almost getting caught, not wanting to continue. Things like that. Most embarrassing sexual story. I don't know if I really have one. Most hilarious. You people just get out there, don't you? No. They have a hilarious story. I'm sorry. What kind of porn do you like to watch? I'm not gonna tell you that. Mm-mm. I'll tell you some. Okay, fine. I guess I'll just tell you. I guess I can hope that no one really wants to listen to like an hour worth of me just talking about myself, so I'll just say it. Varied stuff. Lesbian things. Gay things, but most specifically, massage and wrestling. And, prostate exams, doctors giving physicals, says, Great Fantasy. It wasn't as hard to say as I thought it would be. Babysitter. Yeah, stuff like that. The first type of porn you ever watched. It was probably Babysitter or Schoolgirl. I like the ones where they're like, oh, my cranes are so bad. Can I bring it up by sleeping with you? And they're like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I like those ones. So it was Babysitter, Lesbian, and Schoolgirl. What was the most recent type you've watched? Great Fantasy. What was the most hilarious or stupidest you ever watched? Most of the funny things come from like really bad actors. There's a story I can tell. My friends, well, they're not my friends anymore, my ex best friend. Some other people we used to hang out with. One day, basically, my backpack was open and my papers were blowing away. And I picked up the papers and then I asked one of them to put the papers back in the zip on my backpack, and they didn't want to. And I said I would do anything. And suddenly they were both scrambling. Take advantage of that. And one day, they were like, you should watch this. And I don't know, I kind of feel bad about this, but it was like BBW, but like, these women were like really, really heavy. And they were just kind of like rolling around on the bed. Like they didn't. Like when I say, I mean like they were literally just kind of rolling back and forth. And it was very confusing. They made me watch like a half of it before they let me get up. Have you ever fantasized over someone older than you? How much older? Well, Mads Mikkelsen is like 50 something, and I'm 19. So, there you go. Teachers, yeah. Especially teachers I didn't like. I like the kind of punishing thing. Younger, how much younger? Yes, because. The guys I talk to are 17 and 18 because we met in school and stuff, so legal for me, but not random people younger than me, just random people older than me. I mostly like older people. Favorite sex toy? The blue thingy. The handle. It's nice. Have you ever had to break up with someone because you weren't satisfied with the sex? No, because I haven't dated anyone. Have you ever used anything or gotten any surgeries to improve sexual performance? No. If someone asked you for a nude image, would you do it? Depends on who it is. But I'd probably say yes. Oh, and what they wanted it for. What about a Tumblr follower? Probably not. Have you ever told someone about any fantasies you've had about them? No. Do you like to have sex like they do in the pornos? What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Like rough? Yeah. Switching positions every like 15 seconds? No. Have you ever confessed to someone they turn you on? What about masturbating to them? Well, yeah. Even though it was someone I was already having a sexually charged conversation with. I'm trying to get more comfortable with dirty talk since I like it so much. I feel like people who do like it are gonna expect some back, you know? Are you able to be secretive when you masturbate, like being quiet? Yes. Have to be. When was the first time you had an orgasm? I don't remember. I don't know. Is there only one way so far you've been able to achieve orgasm? Like only using toys, only from one position, only from masturbating a certain way? No. Favorite type of oral? There's types? What? I've been with a girl in a really long time. So, and I've only been with one girl sexually. So, I don't really have a good comparison. I guess that's what they mean by types, like male or female. I really just like pleasing other people, so I really like oral in general. Strangest sexual position you've tried? I've only tried like three. None of them are strange to me. Have you ever made up one? Nope, only tried three. During sex, vaginal or anal? Vaginal, I haven't tried anal yet. There was one time when he slipped out and I thought he was gonna go for it and I was excited about it, but he didn't. So, like to try it. I haven't tried it. During masturbation, clitoral, vaginal, and anal? A little bit of everything. Mainly vaginal. Are you dominant or submissive? Submissive. Have you ever masturbated to someone specifically? Yes. Have you ever masturbated because your sexual partner wasn't there when you needed them? Haven't had one of those. Have you ever had a one-night stand? Yes. Do you still keep in contact with them? No, that's the whole point of a one-night stand. Have you ever had friends with benefits? Yes. Lots of them. Are they still beneficial? Some of them. Have you ever had sex with someone who wasn't your partner? Haven't had a partner? And no, I wouldn't cheat. But yes, I'm polyamorous, so I would have sex with someone who wasn't a singular partner. Has any of your partners had sex with someone else? No. Have you ever gotten pregnant? No. Birth control or condoms? Both. Do you ever masturbate to porn? Yes. Does anyone know you masturbate? Did you have to tell them? I just assume that everyone after like the end of elementary school just does, and unless they're like asexual, I just assume. I don't know. Did your parents ever find out you were sexually active? Yes, in 7th grade, my mom found out that in 6th grade, I had given a guy a blowjob, and because he hadn't told the school, the school counselor found out, and she thought it would be that I didn't call my mom, which was horrible. Do you have any STDs? No. Have you ever masturbated to a fictional character or celebrity? No. Unless you count, like, fan fiction. Have you ever had sex during 7 Minutes in Heaven? No, I don't play party games or go to parties. Spit or swallow? spit, but preferably on my face. I don't like the taste. I only swallow if I like really, really like you. I really, really like you. Have you ever been rejected for sex? Yes. Have you ever rejected someone else? Yes. Do you have someone who said they're willing to take away your virginity if you haven't lost it by set age, or if you just want to have a good time? Technically, no. In like middle school, like 8th grade, there was this guy I was really into, and it's not just stayed in the public park. There was like people there. I'm not sure why we didn't get caught. And almost over, guys. Yeah, this is gonna be an hour long. Okay. And I wanted to have sex, but he said he didn't want to have sex with a virgin. He has a lot of weird ideas about sex, actually. But he's like, oh, I know someone who can do that for you if you, you know, you still want to get with me. And I was like, no, why, no. But whatever. Have you ever experimented with the opposite sex? Yes, not experimenting. I'm queer. When you first lost your virginity, was it intended or spontaneous? If you mean, was it like a planned thing? No, he didn't even know that I wasn't, that I was a virgin, because, you know, I've masturbated with dick size things and all that. Nothing broke, nothing was supposed to break. Spontaneous, if you mean like we just grooving, whatever, then yes. But it was a planned sexual encounter from Reddit. Has anyone ever walked in when you were taking a shower with someone? No. Did you ever tell someone once you lost your virginity? No, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I just don't think virginity is that big of a deal. Does your lover know if you masturbated? Don't have a lover. Does your lover know you want to have sex with them but can't? Once again. Do you like masturbation? Yes. Okay. Oh. I get to ask you this one. 100. If I were to ask you if we could have sex, would you say yes? Bye, everybody.